expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds! Wow, it's Sunday once again. That week went by fast.
Boy, they do anymore.
I'll tell you what, the news cycle is in high spin mode. Wow. Anyway, my name is Mark Kent. I'm your host again, for Sovereign Mind Radio. It's Sunday, August 18th, 2019. And I'm in the great state of Jefferson with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
Good morning. Red Smith, who is not here today for some reason.
Wow.
I'm not sure what happened.
You know, life happens
sometimes.
Life happens. It just, you've got to roll with it.
He's out there fighting the new world odor.
That's a battle.
Yeah, it's constant. We're on 1460 AM and 96.5 FM. You can go to the chat room at kcnr1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567. I'm not sure if we have any announcements.
I do have announcements, and I guess, Jeff, you want to hold the line, and we'll go through these announcements pretty quick.
Just go through it real quick.
Okay. So to begin with, you know, this is a month that Pages, the coffee place here in Reading, is taking on donations for the VFW hall, or for the VFW here in Reading. I can't hear on my headphones. Sorry, guys.
You're in the red one?
I'm red. Sorry.
Is that better?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And so they are collecting money for the VFW hall. They're hoping to, I think, raise $10,000. But on August 30th, they're really, you know, going to hammer it so they can help out the post here in Reading. If you want to stop by and see them, the address is 1645 Pine Street, Reading, California. And the fundraiser on the 30th will be from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Also, we have Paisano Days coming.
Paisano.
Yeah.
That's a motto for you, Paisano.
Post.
Post.
VFW Post.
Oh.
1934. I stand corrected. So, Paisano Days is Friday, September 13th, 5 to 10 p.m., and Saturday, September 14th, from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. This is a free event, and they have all kinds of music and food and baskets and, you know,
you gotta say that with a little bit of an accent.
And then you can play bocce ball.
Oh, bocce ball.
No, bucci. It's bucci.
Bucci ball.
There you go. You got it.
Anything else?
We do. Monday, August 19th at the Reading Patriots at 6 p.m. at 2570 South Bonneview. It is Speak Up Shasta. Stop the casino expansion. So they will be giving their reasons why they don't think it's a good idea for the casino to move in.
There you have it.
All right.
And we have a caller on the line from straight from the state of Oregon, I believe. And he's been a very, he's an activist. He's been on a roll. He's been going, you know, to the hilt about this whole thing up in Oregon with the cap and trade and the loggers and all that stuff.
And a true American patriot.
A true American patriot. How you doing, Jeffrey? You're on the line. We have Jeffrey Levy. Levy.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
How you doing, Jeff?
Doing good. Doing good.
What do you got for us? So you got, can you update us on the Antifa?
Well, they're going to bring back cap and trade in February.
Really?
We know that. That was confirmed.
These guys don't ever learn, do they?
No, they don't.
Yeah.
Nope, they don't.
They're like stuck on stupid. It's like, or they're stuck on, gee, we're going to take over stupid.
No, they are. They keep around with the head and sign the bill that allows illegal aliens to get driver's license in the state of Oregon. So we've got the petition out now to get that taken off.
Well, we got California and Oregon in a race to the bottom.
Yep. Boy, I guess so. Pretty terrible, isn't it?
Oh man,
yeah,
it's just
awful.
Insane. I mean, these people are just they don't even know. They don't even care. Does anybody have any illusion that these guys care about us or the people out here, the citizens of California or Oregon at all?
They don't.
Of course not.
They don't.
But they
it's
care.
It's all about money.
Money
That's
and power. Yeah, money
yeah.
and power, absolutely. And then we got a recall petition going on Governor Gruesome Newsom down here. That's getting steam as well. We're up to, I was going to check here. I think there's 70,000 signatures needed, and we're almost there.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah. So
that's a lot less signatures needed in California than it is in Oregon, because they're right over 100,000 right now, and they're just shy of 4 weeks in. And I believe they need 230. They're asking for 300 to make sure that they're all verified.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, I guess we'll just have to see what happens, but it's... It's getting interesting because I think people are finally waking up to the fact that this is a bunch of crap and we're going to have to stop these guys one way or the other.
Yes. We the people have to do it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, there's not going to be anybody steps up and helps us, that's for sure.
No, you got that right.
Yeah, so it's...
So how's things going in California?
Well, that all depends on what you mean by that question.
Well, I mean, we've got this District 1 race going on, mm-hmm. and we've been kind of hammering on that. We were at the Patrick Jones fundraiser last night, and they're going, well, I have high hopes that Patrick is going to win. There's a lot of money going into Dolly's coffers. I mean, I just posted some stuff on Facebook. And the fact that, you know, Monsanto's supporting her and Chevron supporting her and unions and interestingly enough, the Indian gaming guys are on the list as well. I guess the fact that she's an establishment candidate and pretty much doesn't know anything about what her job is when she gets it, other than she is working in conjunction with Brian Dolly, and he's throwing a lot of support under her. All these people must... You know, have connections. So they're not establishment candidates at all, are they? Yeah, I think they are. So we got that. We got the lawsuit with Baird and Becerra, and that's going to be ride the bus down to Sacramento on September 6th for the constitutional carry. And, show up. You can call Sally. I posted this on Facebook at 530-246-9706 and get on the bus, get it reserved. And so we can go down there and, carry our constitutions in our holsters and let these guys know that, we would rather have a constitution in our holster at this point than a gun. But at this point in time, it could reverse to the gun at any time and the way things are going.
Yeah, we have a lot of battles on the home front. That's for sure that we're dealing with, you know.
Yeah. What about Oregon? What's going on in Oregon, Jeff?
It's no different here.
Yeah.
We're getting ready for February 6th, we got the rally scheduled down at Salem. That's the first week of session. It's going to be a huge rally to get our point across. They've got short sessions or short work weeks in September, so we may end up being down there in September. Not a convoy rally, but a rally on the steps. So that's yet to be defined yet, depending on what days they got. So.
Well, just as I'm thinking about Megan Dolly's campaign, we haven't verified it yet, but evidently she's got a big donor from the police association.
She's getting contributions, that's for sure. We're just not sure on the total.
Yeah, we're
going to
verify
amount.
The amount. It was like $100,000 is what we're seeing. We haven't been able to verify that, but and then we wonder why all the sheriffs and the police are all voting for her.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, sorry, I didn't mean to digress to something else, but I'm thinking about it. And this stuff drives me crazy because we got the sheriff down here saying, I'm all for the Second Amendment, but, the highest bidder, I'll take that too.
Yeah, isn't that something?
if you do your constitutional right, I will arrest you.
Yeah, if you open carry the, and I was saying last week we got a couple of choices here. We either elect him again. I think he's going to retire though, or we take our chances and get him out of there and elect somebody else and hope they're, you know, a constitutional sheriff or you know, at least purport to be. Or we have a big rally down in the park where 10,000 people show up carrying guns and say, "Are you going to arrest us all?"
Yeah, exactly. Now your capital doesn't allow open carry, correct?
No.
No.
Wow.
Even though there you have it. But that's what the Constitution allows us open carry. But I guess the guys in California decided that they don't want to follow the Constitution, and that's what the lawsuit is about. And that's what the court case is going to be happening on September 6th,
yeah.
Down in Sacramento, is that these guys won't even. The Ninth Circuit said open carry was a right, and concealed carry wasn't. And then California just decided, well, we're not going to follow the Ninth Circuit decision because we're rogue and we're out of control and power is all we care about.
We think we can do whatever we want.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what those little peon things called the people, they don't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah, we the little peons. That's how it sure seems like, doesn't it?
You know where that term comes from. You know, back in the days of the Alcalde, they were called peons because you just kind of peed on them, and nobody cared, and that's what we got. Is it's kind of like Mel Brooks in The History of the World. I love my peasants. Pull,
exactly.
And he shoots them. You know, that's it. So that's what we got, and that's where we're headed.
We gotta change it. We have to change.
Well, we're gonna have to change them because what's gonna happen in the long run is that our children are gonna wake up homeless in the lands that their fathers conquered through taxes and inflation and all the large corporations, the big government that springs up around them. And gee, that doesn't sound like Oregon or California right now, does it?
No, it doesn't. And the words of Peter Courtney at the second rally stated that. We need the logging's done. Rural Oregon's done. You guys need to sell your places before we take them. Move in the city and get greener jobs. I'll just never forget that statement.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just shut up and go away.
Yeah.
Shut up and go away.
Get in your cage for us.
Get on your government cheese and get on the dole and get your EVT card and your welfare and your free medical, and you can go down there and just kind of hope that we decide not to cut you off.
It's socialism is what it is. You know that as well as I do.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, these guys are completely out of control, and they don't really care. And we're going to have to change this thing because as we march down the road of socialism, our standard of living goes right down the tubes.
Okay.
Yes,
I guess we got to go to
a break. Yeah, we have to go to a break. Please stay with us, Jeff, and we'll talk.
Oh, definitely. I got some more stuff there.
Okay, great. We will go over that after we come back from the break. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200. North Valley Distributing, a local electrical wholesaler, has been in business since 1983, serving Northern California, Southern Oregon, and Western Nevada. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier for the industrial and construction markets with same-day delivery. North Valley Distributing, a local electrical wholesaler on Crossroads Drive right here in Redding. Call 222-1500. That's 222-1500.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio, of course, in Chicago. We're on the line with Jeff Levy, and what else you got there, Jeff?
Well, I had a conversation with the Senate Minority Leader on Friday. He reached out to me Thursday night, but I was already in bed, and I called him on Friday afternoon, and he had a meeting with the Senate Majority Leader Peter Courtney on Wednesday regarding cap and trade, and also had a meeting with the governor on Thursday regarding cap and trade, and nothing's changed. They won't pull the emergency clause off. They won't let it go to the voters. They're going to force it down our throats, and more than likely the status quo will stay the same as what happened in June.
Well, are all the Republican senators not going to show up to have a quorum, and they can't get a vote on it?
He hasn't met with caucus yet, but from the conversation that I had, the same action will more likely take place as what happened in June.
Well, they better not telegraph it, or Governor Brown will put him in cuffs.
Yep.
Wow, what a piece of work.
Well, they want change. They want it to go to the voters. You know, let the voters vote on it. It's a huge landmark deal in the state of Oregon, and this is just what Governor Brown wants is she wants this to be a nationwide example. So they want it to go nationwide. So there's other alternative meetings there. You know, she's got money behind her. So my thought and theory is she's going to make a run for Senate. She's going to do something, you know, on the national level. So she gets the prestige.
Well, what do you say? I mean, is there so many liberal people up in Oregon that it's the same as California? You got illegal aliens voting and the voting's fixed? Or is there enough people out there to take these guys and get rid of them?
I think there's enough people in this state that are sick and tired of it. And it's showing day in and day out with support that we're getting.
Well, you know, that's the thing is that you know, I think the support is out there in both states, quite frankly. If we got rid of the illegal aliens and we got everybody showing up to vote, we got rid of all the dead people that are voting and all the voter fraud, I think that we would take the states back.
Well, you gotta have your people gotta go in and check their voter registration on a weekly basis. Especially in Oregon. We've had several changes. I went on it, my wife and I went on it every week to check our registration, and we haven't been messed with, but several others have.
I don't think that these guys can win legitimately. That's why they cheat.
I don't think so either.
You know, they're starting to see the writing on the wall here, or they wouldn't be worried about all these illegal, because let's be honest. Do they really care about illegal aliens? No. They care about voters, and they just did the study at the DMV here in California, and they found out there's a bunch of voters that registered that are illegal voters. You know, so they don't, you know, and that was that whole point of that voter motor law is not to make it. And then it's, let's be honest. Oh, let's have an ID for, we need voter ID. And yep. Anybody who doesn't, I mean, it's like, oh, well, we don't want to disenfranchise people and we don't want to eliminate people from voting. Does anybody with a thinking brain honestly think that that's going to subvert people from going to the polls? Because that's ridiculous, because I bet you if they said, hey, you got to have an ID. Oh, wait a minute. You do have to have an ID to go get your food stamps or go get your benefits or go get your EBT card or go get your Medi-Cal or go get any. Oh, you do have to have an ID. So if you're so stupid that you can't even go get an ID, maybe you shouldn't be voting in the first place.
Yep. I definitely agree with you there.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's retarded. It's just another talking point that, oh, yeah, we don't want to, they're going to make it tough for everybody to get to the polls. Complete BS.
Yeah, meanwhile, they let the prisoners vote. So how's that work?
What they don't want to do is they don't want to make it an honest election that we don't have a million point five or whatever it was in California last time voting illegally. That would just happen to be how Hillary won the popular vote. Thank God for the Electoral College.
Yeah, well, they did away with that here in Oregon. It's going on the popular vote now.
How is it?
Oh.
Didn't know that.
No, you can't do that on a presidential election. And it's only going to...
Nope.
Yeah.
In the local level.
Yeah, on the local level.
You went ahead and signed that.
Yeah, I mean, it's like good grief, you know. I mean, well, I don't know. Maybe at some point people are going to have to rise up and it's going to get ugly. I mean...
It's going to.
Yeah, I wish that wasn't the case. And
have you guys been paying attention for the Walk for Liberty going on right now?
I'm not sure exactly where they're at right now, but yeah.
I'll be down there on the 27th of August at the Sacramento Capitol.
Oh, okay, good. Is that where they're ending up, is the Sacramento Capitol? I haven't got the route here, and I'm pulling it up right now.
Yes, that's where they're going to end up.
I've been following Rally Sally's stuff, the pictures and their walking and all that kind of stuff, but I haven't really got into the route and where they're at and who's involved and how many people, but...
Well, they're gaining attention, which is what they want.
Well, that's... Yeah, because the media's in the bag. They're a bunch of shills for an out-of-control government that wants to take over everybody's lives, and, you know...
Well, you guys seen it yesterday in Portland.
Yeah. I was just looking at the headlines from up there, and... excuse me. And it looks like I got a few headlines. This is off of the Gateway Pundit. I guess they arrested 13 all Antifa, confiscated weapons, bear mace, and the protest wrapped up after that.
Yeah.
But it was violent attacks from Antifa, terrorist attacks, you know, throw rocks, debris, hammers at the Patriots. So it's okay for them to do that, I guess, but if the Patriots have fought back, they're terrorists, right?
Yep.
I actually brought the map up for that Walk for Liberty.
Yep.
And they just left Grass Valley yesterday. And it doesn't say exactly the town today, but then halfway point will be Placerville. So I take it that would be tomorrow. And then they keep going from there.
Well, they've gotten a lot of attention.
Yeah. Yeah, they are, which is needed, that's for sure.
On our rally we're going to have on the 6th of February, we're going to try and beat the Guinness Book of World Records with the truck convoy. So
nice. Nice.
We're going to set that up so that we have one spot where it's all registered, so the southbound coming up south have to go past Salem and then take the left, take Brooks exit, come back on I-5, and then we'll have a station set up there to to monitor exactly how many trucks go past.
Well, what we have to do is all these people have to unite, the loggers, the miners, the vax guys, the geoengineering, take your pick. Everybody has to unite under one banner.
Yep.
And I don't know. I think maybe we could start the third party, you know, as Ted Nugent said, the middle finger of defiance party. It's like that's what really we need. We need to all join the middle finger of defiance party and get involved and support all of these movements that are against big government taking over our rights and our constitutional freedoms because what they want to do is they want to subjugate us and so that we're easily controlled, easily manipulated, and then we're just going to be like cows out in the field that they bring into the milk yard, and they just milk us once in a while for our labor, and then they just fund whatever pet project they like, you know. And it's just funny how everybody else gets poor, but the guys at the top are all rich.
Well, that's how they thought the cap and trade was going to go in order until we finally started standing up.
Well, that's what
they were just going to push this right through the carpet without the majority of people knowing about it.
Well, that's what this is all about, and I think they're being exposed. You know, thank God for Trump being elected. Whether you like him or hate him, the real deal is that he's been exposing these guys for what they are. You know, they're a bunch of frauds, they're a bunch of charlatans, they're a bunch of fakes. You know, whether it's the news
or liars,
you know, whether it's the news or the you know, guys like Reverend Al Sharpton, and you're starting to see more and more people coming out against them. Even their own guys are out there going, "Hey, you guys are a bunch of frauds." You know, whether it's Sharpton or Pelosi or you know, take your pick on any of these left wing radical communist guys that should be, you know, under the banner of Mao Zedong, you know, and they act all like, no, hey, we're just trying to do it for the good of the people. It's for the children. Yeah, just kind of like in Venezuela.
You look at the will of the people, and the laws, they just don't stop.
No, they don't.
You can't ride a bike without a bike helmet.
Right.
You know, it's just getting so ridiculous that, you know, look at the age that we all grew up in. I mean, if the laws are in place now, if they were in place then as they are now, I mean, how did we even survive to where we're at? It doesn't make any sense.
Right.
They keep taking freedoms and freedoms away.
That's for sure. And once we lose them, we can't get them back. We have to go to another break.
Okay.
And I think we might have a couple questions in the chat room and an update on Walk for Liberty. If you want to stay with us, that would be great. The number call in if you have a question or comment is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Hi, I'm Dan Scott, owner of Eagle Eye Painting. Spring is traditionally a time for home improvement projects. A new paint job is a great place to start. At Eagle Eye Painting, we handle interior, exterior, and cabinets. Plus, we offer minor repairs for drywall and dry rot. We are fully licensed, bonded, insured, and do residential and commercial painting. Please visit our website at danscottpainting.com and read the customer reviews. Then give us a call at 400-5152 to schedule a free estimate. We would love the chance to do a great job for you. Call us today, 400-5152, Eagle Eye Painting.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media sound bites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
It's the time of the season when the love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands to take you in this time to promised lands to show you. What's your name? Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
He rich. Is he rich like me? As he takes
maybe I need my headphones on.
I don't know if that's going to make any difference, but there
maybe
you
maybe I should
go.
Just not sing.
Yeah. You can sing. So I wanted to do the update on Liberty, the Walk for Liberty. They're in Auburn today, and then they'll be at the Capitol on the 27th, and that was from Miss Sally.
There you have it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy Zombies. not like the singer in the studio. Let's see what we got. Jeff, where were we? You were talking about this next rally that you're putting together up there, and you're going to break the Guinness World Records on how many truckers are going to show up?
We're going to try. The Guinness record is 400, so I think we can do it.
Oh,
we
wow.
700 the last time.
How much did you get the last time?
What's that?
How many trucks did you get on the last one?
Close to 700.
Oh, wow. So you already broke it.
Well, it wasn't registered because obviously we didn't know, so this time it will be. But they all have to go through one point. So we're going to have the southbound come up past Salem and take the Brooks exit and then come back onto the highway, and then we'll have a station there would probably be the best spot so I can register all the trucks as they go by.
Okay, that would be
nice.
Cool. That will be very cool. Let's see.
And that specifically is to gain national attention because obviously our media is about as crooked as they come
through.
So.
Yeah, I mean...
That's everywhere, unfortunately.
Take your pick on any issue. You know, the only thing they talk about is what's going to bolster the narrative. This attack Trump on every stupid little thing he even says is just comical at this point. Go ahead.
You want to know my opinion on President Trump?
Go ahead.
I think he's what this country needed.
Absolutely.
I think he's what this country's needed for years.
I totally agree with that. I love his tweets. I was listening to Greg Gutfeld, and I think he completely hit the nail right on the head. He says, these guys have been throwing crap at us for the last 30, 40 years, and finally we got somebody who's got a crap cannon, that just keeps shooting crap at them because nobody'd ever touch them because of the media. Everybody's afraid to speak up. You know, this guy doesn't give a crap. Pardon the pun. And he just keeps throwing bombs at him, and that's what needed to happen because...
Well, the money isn't a piece for him, where a lot of the other people, it was a big contributing factor is that they were being bought and paid for.
They're cowards.
Any president that donates his income, to me, is a winner.
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't even take a paycheck.
Yeah.
He's lost a lot of money because he's not really got involved in his business since he started this, and And, you know, the guy could be retired playing golf right now doing nothing. And, you know, regardless of what you think of the guy, at least he has a backbone and some heart. And, you know, I think he stands up for what he believes in.
I definitely agree with you there.
So, and, then,
and they are paying attention, mind you. They are watching.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And then you got, you know, these other, you know, mealy-mouthed guys on both sides of the aisle. I mean, take your pick. That, you know, one side of the aisle just out and out says we're communism, you know, we're socialists, and, oh, it's all workers of the world unite, and let's just all get together and sing Kumbaya and hold and link arms and get all of our free cheese from the government so we can be happy forever. Yeah, that's just a, I mean, talk about a freaking pipe dream and stupidity. Anybody who's buying, well, I'm getting over because I'm getting my free cheese, you're an idiot.
Yeah, you are. And you know, I do want to say something. We have a younger generation that's paying attention now, too. There's a specific young lady that wrote a segment on hashtag Kimmer Uni on the Facebook page. And I have to say that I am very impressed with the younger generation starting to pay attention, because it not only affects us, it's going to affect them for years to come.
Yeah. And it's nice for you to bring that up, because we don't get a lot of feedback on that, you know, so we have to really push that out there when we know of stuff like that happening.
Well, because go ahead, Jeff.
You could be Kate Brown and on every issue have, you know, 24 kids standing behind her wearing, you know, green energy, clean energy shirts. I mean, just quit using kids. It's horrible. Open their eyes and get them involved. Yes,
right.
They're 16. They can't vote yet, but they can register to vote in the state of Oregon. They just can't vote till 18. So get them involved young.
Yeah, you got to expose them to all this stuff. You know, at first they thought we were nuts, but now they're starting to realize that we're not so nuts. Take them to the events. Take them to the meetings. Take them to the fundraisers. Get them out there, because they need to open their eyes and see that the narrative is that they're being lied to.
And we've seen it at several of our rallies where drivers and loggers and it's a family affair. It has been, and it always will, as long as we're involved.
Mike,
I love seeing the kids down there. I love seeing the kids with signs and explaining to them what's going on and why we're here, and this is what has to happen, or your future is at stake.
And that's the real deal, is that we got to become the communicators. We got to be able to explain to the youngster.
We got to educate them. It's up to us. We're the ones to make the step forward.
Well, in such a way that they'll understand.
Yeah.
And it, you know,
agreed.
Before it's just, well, we're just shut up and do what you're told. Well, we're past that. What we've got to do is explain to them why that all the information that they're getting in school is complete crap. And mm-hmm. I'm going to, I have my grandkids there at the Patrick Jones, fundraiser last night, and they all had fun. It was great. I mean, on the way home, they're like, wow, that was actually kind of fun, you know, to being involved in the rally, and they got to draw the drawings, you know, take the numbers out of the hat and call them out. And they had a great time. So that's what we need to do. After the break, and we're going to be going to a break here in just a couple minutes. I want to play, this from the Tipping Point, from Liz Wheeler. And it's just five stories that the media didn't pick up this week. And it kind of really illustrates what we're talking about. They just black out anything they don't want you to hear. They just black out. And no wonder these kids are wandering around with their headphones on, listening to some tripe that doesn't matter, because, they've been walking around with their heads in the clouds, because it's like you can't listen to this crap.
Well, like I say, but it's up to us adults to help them along.
We have to let them sort it out.
Yeah, there for a while, a lot of the adults just kind of went their own way and plugged them into different stuff. You know, it's time we step up and show them, hey,
yeah, you gotta step
there's
up
another
and be,
path. You know?
Step up and be a parent.
Yeah. I did. My eyes got opened up wide open when Cap and Trade was, and nobody knew about it.
Right.
I'm thinking, what the hell is going on in Salem?
Yeah,
you know,
because you
live your life, you do your daily job, you go home and spend time with your family, but those days you have to open your eyes. You have to pay attention to what's going on.
Right.
Yeah.
With that,
I guess we're going to go to a break. Then we have a caller on the line, and we'll pick the caller up on the other side. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
One morning I woke up and I knew it was all.
new way and new life.
Have you been involved in any type of accident and don't want to go through your insurance company? Well, bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. Bring it to Maaco here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh, better call Maaco, 226-0992. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Insurance companies may try to steer you to their recommended shop. This saves the insurance company money, not you. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work is backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Hi, I'm Robin Fader, co-executive director of the Reading Fashion Alliance. We are hosting the 2019 Reading Fashion Week starting September 6th with a trunk show at Carousel Boutique. The fashion show gala featuring several local fashion designers and models is happening September 7th at the downtown Reading atrium. We are featuring a fashion lounge, DJ, drinks, and hors d'oeuvres. Support small businesses in Reading on Shop Local Night, September 12th from 4 to 8 p.m. We will wrap up Reading Fashion Week with an opening reception for the iconic fashion exhibit at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring designer fashion from the collection of Alita Carpenter on September 13th from 6 to 9 p.m. We have so many great events. Get tickets and more information at www.readingfashionalliance.org. We can't wait to see you at Reading Fashion Week beginning September 6th.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. Blind Faith. What's his name? I can't think of his name off the top of my head. Steve Winwood. We're back, and
we do have a caller on the line.
Good
morning, Roberta. You there, Roberta? Hello.
Yes, I'm here. I couldn't hear a thing while I was on hold.
So oh, that's okay. Wait, but you're live on the air now.
You're on the air. What do you got?
Well, good morning, Jeffersonians.
Good
I've
morning.
Already been on the Mission of Mercy because I am a Jeffersonian, and that's what we do. But I want to tell you that I am voting for Patrick Jones because he is integrity. And he's integrity in anything I have ever watched him be involved in. So when you're talking to people, use that word integrity.
Well, we know Dalla is an establishment candidate as well, you know, and the kind of integrity that you're talking about is absence. I mean, we listened to her at the debate. Sheriff Pasanko said, well, it's because of the water issues that he voted for her. Well, then you go to the meeting that was had, the debate over there at the Republican Central Committee, and she said she didn't even know about the water issue because she had to get more information. So it's like, what is it? What you know, it's
yeah.
like, yeah, it's money, it's power. You know, we just found out, we're trying to run it down. We don't want to spread any rumors, but we know that, you know, and we're going to find out that the Policemen's Association, you know, donated $100,000, and you know how that works, you know, quid pro quo at some point, you know.
Well, I do have an update on that.
Do you?
Yeah, I was doing some research, and they have a committee called Dally for Assembly 2019, sponsored by and with committee, major funding from California Association of Realtors, California Correctional Peace Office, and Taxpayers for
Taxpayers
Megan,
for Megan Dolly.
Tax Fighters.
Oh, Tax Fighters.
Yeah, for Megan Dolly. And in that report, there is coming over from Building and Protecting Strong California, $100,000. You got $50,000 coming over from California Correctional Peace Officers, and from $50,000 coming over from California Real Estate.
Yeah, so it's establishment coming out of the woodwork to get their person elected.
Is your caller still on the line?
Yeah.
I do believe he is. He's with us, Jeff.
Yes,
well, I have a question for him. There is an organization called Young American Foundation, and there are conferences for high school students nationally. I don't know whether there's anything up your way or not, but the website for that is yaflikefrank.org. And my grandson last month went to the 3-day conference at the Reagan Ranch down in, out of Santa Barbara. And they learned about all kinds of constitutional, efforts and, what they meant and why they were, established. They learned about the difference between, a republic and a democracy. I mean, it was an incredible time. The kids loved it. They dressed business attire. They had banquets every evening, and they had to dress, you know, in their tux or their suit, whatever they had brought with them. And it was incredible. The kids did not get bored. And so if we could encourage people to send their kids, and only cost $100, that includes their 3-night stay, all their food, everything. You do have to provide transportation, but it's a great organization.
Can you send us the link to that, Roberta, so we can post it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you can send it to my email or post it on my Facebook, either one.
Okay.
Or in the
I'll
chat room.
On the Facebook. Yeah. All right, guys. Have a good
All right.
morning.
Well, thank you, Roberta.
All right. Very good.
Good seeing you last night.
All right. Very good. So I want to go ahead and play this video here real quick while we have a little bit of time left. And so here we go. This is Liz Wheeler at the OAN, America's News Network. And this is the stories that the mainstream media didn't pick up this week. We got no
Maybe.
Sound. Hold on. What happened to the sound?
Not yet.
No, we got no sound. Maybe we might have to. We might have to abort. I got my sound all turned up.
Maybe. We're getting the thumbs up. Yes? No?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Let's try that. No, for some reason we've got no sound on it. What I'll do is I'll send the link to Jared over there, and then maybe we'll get it to the in the next hour because we only have about 5 minutes left. But and then we've got a special guest coming in today. We've got Chad and Melody Fowler, who have, are setting up a charter school about getting back to agriculture.
So, Jeff, in the last part of the hour, what do you want to get out there? What do you want to say? Something we didn't cover or what you got for us?
I want to make sure that people go double-check their voter registration. I want people to make sure that they vote. That is the absolute most important thing, is to make sure that you're registered to vote, make sure that you're registered under right affiliation, and keep on it. Check it every week. And then when it's time to vote, vote. Make the time and take the time to do it. That's the only way we're going to make change.
Yeah. And you're calling in at a good time because we have a special election, as we've been talking about, on August 27th. And so it's
talk
just...
Talk to your friends. Make sure that they do the same thing. It's so important that we vote.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it is. And, yeah. And like you say, and check the votes. A lot of people don't realize that you can go on and check to see how you're registered and make sure that you your vote went in and it was counted.
Yes. Yes. I don't know what California's is. Oregon's is org.org.star, I believe.
I think you can just go into the county here, but I'm not totally positive on that. But if you have your little, I do know if you have your stub from voting, there's a way to look it up on there to find out how you're registered and if it went in.
Got to take the time to do it.
Yeah, unfortunately, we have to double-check and recheck all this stuff because not that they would be doing anything funny on the other side.
Oh, of course not.
No, not at all.
No. Yeah, if they can't win, they cheat. That's really what it comes down to.
Well, they just cheat out the gate. I'm just saying. You know,
well, that's how they're winning. They started cheating.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's horrible here in Oregon when they went to the online. You know, I remember getting the card from the post office and mailing the card in, but evidently you don't do that anymore. So,
well, there you have it. So we got about 3 minutes left. Is there any websites or any place they can get a hold of you, Jeff?
Hashtag Timber Unity on Facebook and then www.timberunity.com online.
And
We'll keep you guys updated. I'll probably come on next Sunday because we have some more stuff coming up this week. So.
Can you post that on my website, on my Facebook page?
I can.
Yeah, go ahead and post it on my Facebook, and that's the easiest way for us to get it out.
And I was just going to say, for people that are listening, they can forward this on. I'm sure you guys are accepting truckers from everywhere, not just Oregon. So, you know.
Yeah, well, I think last time we had them from some from Canada. We had Washington, Idaho, Oregon, and some from California. They came up from down south. So.
Yeah, so this is something everybody can pull together on. There's truckers all over, and people have truckers in their family. Forward it on and let them know. Maybe they can make their route that way on that day.
Definitely. Sounds like a plan to me.
All right, very good.
Well, thanks for calling
in. Look forward to talking to you next week, Jeff.
Sounds good, guys. Have a great rest of your show.
All right,
thank you,
too.
California.
All right, thanks. You bet.
Bye.
So the middle finger of Defiance Party seems to be getting traction across the board because people have had enough of this crap. And these socialist, you know.
Well, it's becoming so blatant.
Right.
It's so in our face.
Well, it's official. Yeah. They're nuts. I mean, that's the real deal. Has anybody looked around lately and said, hey, the world has gone completely nuts? And it's being led by the Democratic Party, the socialists, the communists, the jihad mod squad or the odd squad or whatever they're called, the AOC and the NAAB.
Whatever initials we want to put together. But before we go to a break, I want to remind people that there's still room on the bus that's going down September 6th, the Constitutional Carry Rally. Give Sally a call at 246-9706. And I think we're at the top of the hour. Please stay tuned for the second half of Sovereign Minds. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
What's on my mind? This time, I am a patient.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. President Trump keeps seeking a new trade deal with China even as he gets tough on their unfair trade practices. Former Trump economic advisor Stephen Moore believes the 2020 election cycle is a good reason for the president to try and conclude a limited deal soon.
Get a deal, you know, and if once that deal's announced, the stock market's going to go through the roof. The economy is going to keep growing at 3%. If you get that happening, Trump wins a 40-state reelection landslide. People don't vote against prosperity.
He spoke to the Salem Radio Network. A new software program from online retail giant is raising some red flags.
Amazon announced its facial recognition program used by one Washington State police agency can now detect emotion, including fear. And that's generating concerns from privacy advocates. Amazon says recognition, with a K, could be used to monitor unsafe online content and find missing persons on social media. But the ACLU tested the tool by comparing congressional members to a database of mugshots and found 28 false matches that were returned.
Correspondent Ron DeRockstra. Protesters gathered outside Hong Kong's government headquarters today and peacefully dispersed after fellow demonstrators urged them to go home. Today's pro-democracy rally, attended by hundreds of thousands, concluded a rare peaceful weekend in the city, which has been beset by violent clashes between protesters and police. Organizers estimate at least 1.7 million people participated in the assembly and subsequent march in central Hong Kong today. Scores of shocked families are left to bury their dead today after a suicide bomber set off his explosives in a crowded wedding in Afghanistan's capital last night. At least 63 people were killed. A government spokesman says nearly 200 others were wounded. It is Kabul's deadliest attack in a deadly year. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Christian Faith Publishing helps thousands of authors just like you publish their books with a company dedicated to strong Christian values. To help you get started, we want to send you our free author submission kit. Christian Faith Publishing reviews every book submitted to us, and if your book is approved, we'll edit, design, print, and distribute your book online and in bookstores everywhere. Imagine seeing your book in specialty Christian bookstores, Amazon, iTunes, Barnes & Noble, and many others. It could happen, and it all starts with one call to Christian Faith Publishing at 800-566-1012 for your free author submission kit. If you have a novel, children's book, poetry, biography, or any inspirational work you've written, we can help you get it published today. Shouldn't you work with a publisher who shares your Christian values of integrity and honesty? You can get your book published. So call for your free author submission kit right now. Call 800-566-1012. That's 800-566-1012. 800-566-1012.
A deadly plane crash in New York.
A plane has crashed into a New York home, killing one resident and one person on the aircraft and causing a massive fire. The NTSB is trying to determine why the Cessna 303 plunged at about 4:30 p.m. in the rural town of Unionvale. Three men were on the plane, one died, and two were injured. Three people in the home, one died, another was seriously hurt, and a third is missing.
Correspondent Patrick Foss. Looking for a job? Well, Josh McCown is not. The veteran NFL quarterback has come out of very brief retirement. Signed with the Philadelphia Eagles, the 40-year-old McCown joins his ninth NFL team in 17 seasons. He provides insurance behind Carson Wentz after backups Nate Sudfeld and Cody Kessler were injured in preseason games. Rookie Clayton Thorson had been the only healthy quarterback on the roster behind Wentz. A couple more weeks of training camp and the season begins. News and analysis, townhall.com. European governments are scrambling to deal with what some consider a new threat to life and limb, all those electric scooters.
Various options are under consideration, ranging from banning them outright to issuing speeding tickets to forcing users to take a driving test. Proponents call the scooters an exhilarating, pollution-free, app-based way to zip from point A to point B, but critics point to a growing number of injuries and even deaths involving e-scooters. They decry a new nuisance to pedestrians, cyclists, and drivers already fighting for limited space on city streets. Rich Thomason reporting.
Today is Sunday, August the 18th, and it's a birthday for some famous people, including former First Lady Rosalind Carter, who's 92 years old today. Olympic gold medal decathlete Rafer Johnson turns 84. Actor and director Robert Redford is 83 years old today. Former Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner, 58. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Second hour of Sovereign Mind Radio. I think we got our audio corrected. And we want to play this short news clip that we were trying to get to last segment. And this is Liz Wheeler, The Final Point. Kind of just tells you what's going on in the mainstream media. Well, or what's not going on in the mainstream media, because the mainstream media doesn't actually care what the truth is. As long as it supports their narrative that Trump bad, evil orange man with hair bad, that's what they do. So here we go. Are we ready to go? All right, I'm going to go ahead and play this. It might be a little loud. I'll try to adjust the sound if it is.
But the mainstream media was afraid to tell you about the news this week. This week, while the mainstream media spent their time mocking President Trump for wanting to buy Greenland, here are the things that happened that really matter. Senators Kamala Harris and Elizabeth Warren lied about the shooting of Michael Brown. Both Harris and Warren claim Brown was murdered in cold blood by a white cop. Both Harris and Warren claim this murder was motivated by racism. But that's not true. In fact, the Obama Department of Justice found that Michael Brown was attempting to assault Officer Darren Wilson at the time Wilson shot Brown. And therefore, there was no evidence Wilson deliberately shot Brown in any way, shape, or form that would constitute murder. But did the mainstream media report on the truth about Michael Brown on the anniversary of his death? Did the mainstream media report the conclusion from Obama's Department of Justice? Did the mainstream media call out Warren and Harris for their race-baiting lies? Nope. The mainstream media was silent. In the past month, violent leftist protesters have waged attacks on ICE facilities four different times. They shot bullets through the windows of an ICE facility. They threatened to target the children of ICE contractors. They publicly revealed the home addresses of employees of ICE, doxing the employees. A terrorist tried to bomb an ICE facility, and a mob vandalized and terrorized the American flag and blocked entry to another facility. All in the space of just 1 month. This, after Congresswoman AOC and others on the left have compared ICE to the KKK, called to abolish ICE, and branded immigration detention facilities as concentration camps. But did the mainstream media report on this dangerous political rhetoric, this violence, coming from the left? Of course not. The left didn't even report the stories. An audit of California's motor voter law has just been released. In the report, the auditors found that in the first 5 months of the law that automatically registers to vote anybody who obtains a driver's license, unless the person specifically notes that they are ineligible to vote, in the first 5 months of this alone, the audit found widespread problems, including 84,000 duplicate registrations and twice as many errors with party affiliation. Now, this comes after a report in October of 2018 found that 1,500 non-U.S. citizens were illegally registered to vote thanks to this dangerous motor voter law. But did the mainstream media report on this? No, they did not. The mainstream media did not report on this at all, except to echo the ridiculous narrative from California Democrats who claim the audit proves the law is working. A school in Ohio punishes a sixth-grade boy who declined to call a trans gender classmate by the classmate's preferred gender pronouns. A teacher sent the sixth grade boy to the principal's office for so-called bullying because the boy said even if his classmate had transgender surgery, the boy is still a boy. And then the school suspended the sixth grade boy for stating that biological fact. But did the mainstream media report on this? Did the mainstream media report that you can be suspended in school if you state a fact of biology if that biological fact contradicts the liberal political narrative? Nope. The mainstream media didn't say a word. A new study from the Heartland Institute found that Medicare for All will cost the middle class more for health care than they are paying right now. Even though Bernie Sanders promises that the higher taxes on the middle class will be offset by not paying health care premiums, the Heartland Institute did the math and found that is a lie. Even when higher taxes are offset by no premiums, the taxes will be so much higher, people will pay more for health care than they pay right now. But did the mainstream media report that to you? Of course not, because the mainstream media is in the pocket of the left, and the left is trying to force us into government-run health care. The mainstream media doesn't care to report any of that to you, so we will.
I got to work on my Bernie Sanders. It's going to cost you nothing. Everybody vote for me. All right, so with that, let's move on. I'll work on Bernie. Okay, next week I'll be better.
I don't want to sound like Bernie Sanders, sorry.
What's the matter with you? You don't want to sound like Bernie Sanders?
No, I don't.
Kind of sounds like Jackie Mason even. Oh, boy. With
all
that,
right.
Let's move on. So we got 4 minutes to the break, but I want to introduce our guest and, you know, get out of the political realm, which is really tough for me to do. But we want to introduce Chad and Melody Fowler, and they're school teachers. And I've known them for quite a while, and they're putting together something that I think is absolutely fantastic. And they're putting together a school that is called the Roots Farm School. And education with a purpose. Figure, I mean, who would have thought? You know, that emphasizes personal responsibility and lifelong learning and self reliance and essential life skills. I mean, who would have even thought that was necessary in this? I don't see anything about Fortnite or Minecraft.
Oh, I'm sure it'll come up. We have strategy.
But anyway, Chad and Melody Fowler, and
welcome.
Welcome to the studio. Absolutely. It's good to see you guys. It's been a while. We've been kind of not touching bases at all, just because I think if you guys aren't as close to as busy as I am, then
life happens for all of us.
From the car fire and trying to start a school, and so life is busy.
Life is super busy.
We hear you on the radio and see you on.
And I catch the little tidbits here and there of your lives, you know, through social media, you know. So I'm not sure if you've got your house permits.
Yes.
Oh, you did get
permits last week. Yep.
Oh, wow. I was like chomping at the bit. I was like, wow, I hope they get their house. And it's like you go down there and it's like, it's not like just walking up and, oh, here's $10 and you get a permit.
Right.
It's more like, you have to, you know, get prostrate at the door.
Yeah.
We had to go down and look them in the eyes several times and say, look, we need to get this done because,
otherwise it's Idaho.
Yeah. Or a mortgage and a house payment.
Yeah.
Or rent and
mortgage.
Rent. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's great news. So then you guys are going to be breaking ground at some point.
Yep. Next couple weeks.
All right.
Awesome.
Awesome. Yeah. And then you're starting a school too.
Yeah. What the heck? Why not?
Do it all at once to get it over with, right?
And raising kids.
Raising kids.
And I see the one just graduated or went to eighth. I kind of trying to catch up with so many things, but
one's graduating from Cal Poly
right
here. One just graduated high school, and one's in eighth grade.
That's what I was about to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. That was it.
So no, I do try to keep up. But go ahead and talk about the school. I mean, you guys, this has been a project for you guys for quite a while. I know you've been mulling this over for a long time. So start us out. What was the process? You started out, and the education department just handed you turnkey keys to a school, right?
Yeah, we wish. Doesn't exactly work that way. But, you know, I was in 4-H here in Shasta County when I was younger, and then my girls were in 4-H. And just as a teacher, seeing all the benefits of the 4-H program as far as community service, public speaking, record keeping and the responsibility of having an animal. Our daughter was reading Little House on the Prairie, learning that she was reading how they were making butter and jerky. And
back in the old days when you actually had to make stuff to eat and things like that.
Sewing,
life
all that.
Skills.
Life skills.
And we're like, wow, this would be a phenomenal idea for a school. Why don't we try to build something, you know, around this idea? And that's kind of what started it. And then we went to the Mother Earth News Fair up in Oregon and got some more ideas there. We went and saw Temple Grandin here at the Cascade Theater, and we're like, wow, animals and, you know, kids just I mean, it just works. It's just
so
the real deal.
So that's the back to our roots. I mean, and there's, I think, a tremendous amount of value in understanding that our food doesn't just come from a carton or a paper bag at the store.
Exactly. I have a planter box in front of my classroom, and a student, I grabbed some lettuce out of there one day and ate a bite of it. And they go, ew, what are you doing? I was like, it's lettuce, and I'm eating. Well, you got to get that from a store.
Yeah.
Hey, let's grow our own.
Could be dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It didn't come out of a box. You can't eat it.
You just didn't see how the lettuce got to the store and where it came from before. Because you never know what happened between here and there. I feel safer eating my own lettuce.
There you go. Yep.
Yeah.
We have to go to a break, and then we'll come back, and we will talk about this some more. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM, your talk radio for the North State.
On my mind, I said what I believe in my soul, ain't what I see with my eyes, and we can't turn our back this time. I am a patriot, and I love my country, because my country is all I know. I wanna be with my who understand me. I've got nowhere else to go. And the river opens for the righteous. And the river opens for the righteous. And the river opens for the righteous someday. And I was talking with my sister.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM, with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee, snacks, and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
We've only just begun to live. White lace and promises, a kiss for luck and we're on our way.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can say it as much as you want. It's not going to work.
Okay. I'm speaking to a dead mic for several minutes, and nobody noticed it but me.
What was your first
clue? Hey, what can I say? I like the Carpenters. Shut up.
I grew up with Carpenters. I mean, that was my teenage thing. You know?
Okay, so we'll try to upscale that a little bit.
You dated yourself a little bit. That's okay.
No, I was just listening to those on YouTube, and that
yeah,
was because, you know, someone told me about it.
Oh, there you go.
That's what it was. Yeah, that's it. Awesome.
Well, I think Melody has something that she would like to share with our listeners over there.
So when Chad was talking about the inception of the school, the idea, it was part of that. I mean, all of these things came into play, but I got him this goat book one Christmas, and I just went to Barnes & Noble. He had expressed an interest in raising goats. And at that time, we were still living in suburbia, so it wasn't really anything that we could do at that time. But the author of the book was just, she said, she raises goats in Illinois, and she said, huge chain stores advertise cheap food. There is nothing cheap about life. I have learned by watching pregnant does waddle around, scream in labor, carry a baby, deliver and love that baby, and put their energy into making milk. To associate cheap or disposable with this milk is to say that my little goat's life, love for her baby, and effort to make milk is not worthy of the dignity we generally assign to living beings. So that quote alone.
What?
Yeah, just.
It's like, what?
Okay, so basically, just, you know, when you go to the grocery store, you see eggs, there's dozens of eggs, it's in milk, but kids don't often know where that comes from. You know, we don't have the family farms anymore.
Right.
So, but watching an animal grow and produce these things that we kind of take for granted, there's more of an appreciation.
Yeah, I just don't get that whole line of reasoning that it's not worthy, and it's like, okay, I guess if it comes from Monsanto on some farm we never seen, picked by somebody who's probably from another country, you know, that maybe didn't wash his hands, is a good thing. Is that crazy or what? Or is it just me?
She's talking about how valuable it is, but in general, that's what most people believe. They don't value the food.
That's what I'm saying.
Right, yeah.
They don't have a clue as to that. I like to go out. In fact, I have a big garden, and I go out every single morning, and I check my plants, and I water, and I pull some weeds maybe a little bit, and, you know, and see which ones are ripe. It's actually pretty cool, you know. And, you know, and I feed the goats and the horse and the chickens, and I get my eggs. And
fresh eggs, yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I think that connection is really cool, knowing where your food comes from, you know. And it tastes better, by the way, you know, fresh garden tomatoes.
Yes.
You know, not sprayed with malathion are really good, you know. But I think you're right. That's why I love your focus here. Back to our roots, because we really need to get back in touch with our food, because we have no idea where it's coming from. Half the people out there, you don't know whether it's coming from Guatemala or France or England or wherever, the fresh produce. And now they've made it so they don't even have to tell you where it's coming from.
Right.
Well, it kind of applies across the board, I think, not just the food, your education, whatever it is, because what kids are being taught, you don't know who dreamt it up. You know what I mean?
What,
it's like,
what happens if the world gets ugly And you have to be able to survive.
Right. Self-reliance.
So self-reliance is definitely in part in our mission statement.
Yeah.
So we're getting this underway, and our first, of course, like everything, it takes money to kind of get in it. We've shelled out a lot of our own to get us started here, but we're having a barbecue, kind of a kickoff informational barbecue out at Ross Ranch on September 7th from 5 to 9.
And that's out on, Dersh or?
Old Oregon. It's Oregon just north of the college, Shasta College entrance.
Right there by Hawes.
Is it? No, that's south of the
that's
college.
South, okay.
North of the college, yeah. There'll be a sign there on the road. It's, I don't know, maybe a quarter mile north of the Shasta College. We're going to have dinner by the Grillbillies. They do a phenomenal. They won the Pros and Joes downtown like three times. They have a great tri-tip. And we have music by the Buckhorn Mountain Stompers. And we're also going to have all of our team that's available to answer questions anybody has about
school. Who do I pay?
We got to go to Eventbrite. You can go to our website or to our Facebook page and to Eventbrite and get your tickets. For dinner, or if you just want to come listen to music and maybe have a glass of beer or wine, you can do that too if you don't want to do dinner.
I'm in.
How much are tickets?
Tickets are $25 for dinner, and then if you just want to come to hear the music, it's $10 to get in.
And
we have some kids' prizes there too. Yeah. And we're also going to have a petting zoo for the kids. We're going to teach the kids how to make their own butter. We're going to have some old-fashioned crafts, and then I'll have a lot of information about what our plans are for the school.
And that is on September 7th from 5 to 9 p.m.?
That's right. Yep.
Wow, I'm going to be there. I've already got it marked out on the calendar. I knew that you were coming in, so I would be able to figure out who I had to pay.
Yeah, we're going to hold you to it, Mark.
I'm going to be there. I already got it marked out. September 7th is right after the rally down in Sacramento. So I've got the rally on Friday in Sacramento, and then I'll be back for your event on the 7th.
Surprise, surprise, you have a booked weekend.
I know.
There you go.
But the kids are all going to come with us, too.
Yeah.
Because this is I want them. Now, we've got the one that just started high school. I like to refer to him as Gargantua. He's like 6'5" now at 14, wow. You know, and it's like, holy, you know, quit feeding that guy. But maybe if we started a farm and he could learn to grow stuff and he could feed himself.
There you go.
That would be really awesome.
Well, and also just to give kids a little head start on the whole ag idea, whether it's welding or growing your own food, working with animals. Not everybody is college bound. So we want these kids to have some skills as they go into high school.
Even if they were college bound.
Yeah.
Even if they were.
It's for everybody.
Absolutely. I'll tell you what. You know, I grew up down there on the Klamath River during the summers of my grandparents, and they were huge proponents of gardening because they had come out of the Great Depression. And back then, it's like you didn't grow your own food. You didn't eat a lot, you know. Yeah. And so they taught me how to do a lot of the stuff that I know now. Now, back then, it was like, oh, crap, I got to go weed before we go swimming, you know. But at the same time, it stayed with me my whole life.
Yep.
And I think that's a good thing to have is that little – because – at first you think, oh, pulling weeds isn't fun, but you know something, gardening actually is fun. When you start going out there and picking your own food and your own produce and eating it and bringing it to the table.
The fruits of your labor.
It's actually a proud thing. I mean, when I'm bringing watermelons to the grandkids out there, you know, they're like, wow, it's a big deal. Grandpa grew a watermelon. You know, it's like, oh, you know.
Yeah, and they take a lot of pride
absolutely.
In what they've grown, and they can see it be cultivated.
Lily grew some carrots.
Nice.
And she's come in, and she says, I've got carrots. We're going to probably eat them tonight. And it's like, I got carrots here. This is the daddy carrot. This is the mommy carrot, you know. And she was explaining how you got to cut and trim and take the green off of them so we could eat them. And that's just really super cool.
Yes, we need to teach this generation to produce, and it's simple. I mean, gardening is probably the easiest and cheapest way to learn how to produce something.
It's amazing how much you can actually produce if you actually work at it a little bit.
Right.
Yeah.
And what's the percentage of we're losing of farmers?
It's about 60%, 59% of American farmers, or no. The average age of the American farmer is 59.
So they're getting older and getting out of the business because they're getting, farmers never die. But yeah, there's nobody to replace them as they're getting older, is what you're saying.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah.
But so, the good news is, you know, you have businesses like Costco that offer loans for organic farmers to start, you know, and it's all about supply and demand, economics, right?
Where it's funny how the organic has gained popularity in the last right? 5 years, because people are going, hey, I'm not sure I want to get that,
Well, it's not really food with what they're getting. What right. they're getting, if it's not
I'm
organic,
not sure I want
I
that paraquat laced lime from Venezuela at this yeah. point.
Yeah, we definitely want to eat nutrient rich food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess we have to go to a break and we'll come back.
We do. If you want to call in and have a question or comment for our guests, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Keep on talking till I can go on. While you see it your way, but the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out, we can work it out. Think of what you're saying, you can get it wrong and still you think that it's alright. Think of what I'm saying, we can work it out and get it straight or say goodnight. We can work it out, we can work it out.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio. Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
I've been thinking about all the times you told me you're so full of doubt, you just can't let it be. But I know if you keep on coming back for more, and I keep on trying, keep on trying. And I've been drinking now just a little too much, and I don't know how I can get in touch with you. Now there's only one thing for me to do, is to keep on trying.
get home to you.
Yeah, I kind of like that one too, Sally.
And I feel so satisfied when I can't satisfy.
I think we're back.
I want
to. Not sure, though. I only work here so long. Like on weekends. Thanks, Jared. We appreciate that. Okay, we're back. Sovereign Mind Radio. I'm with Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. Say that five times fast. Would you like, can you say shave a cedar shingle thin five times fast?
No, I won't
shave
even
attempt. Shave a cedar shingle thin. Wow. Yeah,
yeah,
no, I won't.
That's a tough one. Anyway, where were we?
Keep trying, Sally.
Keep
so.
On. Yeah.
Melody's going to tell you a little bit about kind of some background of our school and kind of philosophy stuff about kind of what the vision is for the school. I want to kind of share that with you.
So Charlotte Mason she was an English teacher in Britain and Ambleside at the turn of the century. She was born in 1842. She started a homeschool program for parents and mothers that were homeschooling their kids. And then she eventually ended up teaching public schools. She spent a lot of her life just lecturing. She wrote 6 volumes of books about, you know, strategies and philosophy of education. She believed that she wanted a liberal education for all, and liberal in the sense that a lot of worthy books and ideas should be at, she compared knowledge like a buffet.
So when you're defining liberal in this term, what you're talking about is a good broad education where you have
quantity.
Yes, quantity as well as quality.
Oh, yes,
yeah.
Very much.
So
yes,
that,
right.
You know, you don't just get one side of the viewpoint, but you can get to, you know, a broad spectrum of the viewpoint, and then you can make up your own mind on which is correct.
And I think, yeah, and I think a lot of educators would agree with her that she believed that we were all born full persons, and that we should be educated on real ideas through our natural environment and training of good habits. So habits is a big part of her instruction. So we learn, I mean, habits are everything, habits of thinking, habits of acting, and we have to learn that discipline of, you know, controlling them.
Discipline?
Yes.
You mean people should have self-control and discipline?
Yes, correction. Like, you know, let me, you know, it seems like you're struggling with paying attention. So let's, you know, let's figure out ways we can help you and just developing and nourishing those habits that
it seems
help
like
us learn.
In general, what we've got now is thumb-sucking people who are looking for a safe space in general teaching our kids.
Yes, fortitude is one of her habits. And so, you know, learning how to be strong. One of the things we do as a school right now is we hike, and it wasn't my original idea, but we hike cinder cone. It's
oh.
an excellent lesson in mental fortitude because the kids have to really push through
right.
and get to the top, you know, and there's a lot of rewards.
I think that is so important to learn that you have to push yourself at whatever you do a little bit
right.
to succeed, to learn that a work ethic is almost as important as being smart.
Yeah, because cinder cone, it's like one step up and two steps back because you keep sliding
backwards.
Down
right.
the volcanic rock.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So things like that we can do with the kids to help develop those habits.
Habit of attentiveness and a habit of observation, routines, habit of excellence.
Best effort.
Obedience.
Oh.
All that, yeah.
Wow.
One of her quotes that I feel is just it's really important is she says, "The question is not how much does the youth know when he has finished his education, but how much does he care? And about how many orders of things does he care? In fact, how large is the room in which he finds his feet set? And therefore, how full is the life he has before him?"
Wow.
So, I mean, when going through her book, talk about food for thought. I mean, just it's satisfying. It's her philosophy is spot on when it comes to educating children and looking at them as whole beings.
Wow, I mean, this is so contrary to what we're being given today from the mainstream education in California and wherever, you know. And I was looking at the website that is www.rootsfarmschool.com, and you know, I'm a big fan of Stephen Covey, and sow a thought, reap an action, sow an action, reap a habit, sow a habit, reap a character. So a character and reap a destiny. I think that really is a very succinct way of capsulizing what you're saying.
Right.
Exactly.
And her, a big part of her program, it, a lot of people compare Charlotte Mason teachings to classical education, but there definitely is a difference. I mean, I used to kind of gravitate toward classical education, but it's more rigid compared to her philosophy. But a big part is narration. So she says, the mind can know nothing save what it can produce in the form of an answer to a question put to the mind by itself. So students have to be able to, when they're learning about history, the best way she believes that kids learn history is through story form.
Right.
We are, narration is how we learn. You know, we're story people. Before written language, that's how oral tradition was passed down, was through story. So we learn best that way. And when kids listen to history or the history of science, you know, scientists and so forth, we go into their lives so they know them personally, and it's like they were there. We try to get kids into history in the past in their five senses as much as possible.
History is dynamic if you just don't do names and dates. That's what
right.
we've been taught
exactly.
and kind of dumbed down. Names and date, names and date, names and date. But why did Paul Revere take the midnight ride?
Yes.
Right.
You know, why did Columbus sail the ocean blue? You know, it wasn't because he wanted slaves in the Indies. It was because he was discovering, he wanted to discover a route to India. And he landed in the Virgin Islands, or it was completely not even thought of. There was a whole new world there, you know. So it's not just the names and dates, you know. We hear
it's motives,
and it's become the
right.
character. Be them.
Right, right.
Makes a big difference. Is you teach the children how to be that character and get in that mindset.
Well,
instead of just reading and go, oh yeah, 1812. Mm-hmm. Okay, go on.
Well, they're selling our kids short, I think, because it's more of an indoctrination than it is an education. And that's what we're fighting, I believe, is because if you want to educate a person, they need to understand why this happened. What were their motivations? Who were these people? You know, not just, oh, gee, 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
Yes. And so the best part, I mean, it's the best part, but it's also the most challenging part, was that, like, okay, this is awesome. We want to do a Charlotte Mason curriculum, but you can't really find a set curriculum. And she designed it that way on purpose. You know, she wants teachers to seek and find living books, and maybe they have different opinions about what a living, you know, which living book's the
when
best.
When you say right. living yeah. book, what I'm not sure what you mean.
Well, if we have to go to commercial, I can
no,
be
okay.
a little.
No,
you
your,
got
oh,
two ahead, or
go
three.
Ahead.
Okay,
yeah,
so a living book is what you were saying, putting us in their shoes,
right.
The five senses. So I brought a book that I got online. That's The Winter at Valley Forge, and it's
oh, wow.
a small excerpt. But this is an example of a living
okay.
book, okay, to draw interest. There was nothing for food except a single panful of coarse ground corn that was fetched back to the hut from the quartermaster's store each day. Biting winds kept blowing fine snow through the chinking between the logs. It was too cold to drill. The weather was too bad for anything except to crouch about the fireplace, dozing fitfully. Men died by the dozens in nearby huts. Silverhawk and Gill were browbeaten into the hardest and most menial tasks. At night, they would lie together, wrapped in a single thin blanket, miserably listening to the wind moan through the cracks in the walls.
Wow. There's a lot of information wrapped up in those few sentences.
It's all the language and just, you know, creating that imagery in your mind and the visualization
mm-hmm.
and...
That's super cool. Yeah, that's why I love to read. You just hit the nail on the head. I mean, and, you know, I can understand why kids don't love to read if you're reading stuff that's not making you understand what's going on in the story.
We call them junk food books.
She calls them
junk food
books. Bubblegum for the mind.
Yeah,
you've got to get the interest in there so you can become the character or be in the situation or the moment
well,
or the time or
it,
the living.
It becomes very dynamic when you do understand what's going on.
Yeah.
And it touches your heart and your emotions. And you become, enlightened to a big degree that if you're just regurgitating a sentence, it doesn't mean anything to you.
Right.
And these guys, you know, nowadays we have kids that are like, oh, my gosh, my Internet's been down for 24 hours. Hey, look at these guys at Valley Forge trying to survive through the winter with nothing to eat.
Well,
the snow blowing through the walls.
Little House on the Prairie is a great example. I read that to Aaron last year or the year before. And at first he didn't like it. But the more we got into the story, the more it starts, he's like, wow, those guys, they didn't even have lights.
Yep.
You know?
Right. And so building that empathy, it can be taught. You know, a lot of our kids struggle with that nowadays. But I believe empathy can be taught, and that's with putting them in the shoes of people who have struggled. And I tell my eighth graders, you know, trials will come. And we can learn from literature, from these fictional characters, of you know, what they overcame, you know, in their lives. And we can use that in our own.
Yeah.
So it's awesome. And the best part is that she honestly believes that true education is self-education, that teachers aren't designed – we're not supposed to be putting things into them as empty vessels, but instead inspiring, igniting the fire within them that already – it's already there.
I think that's great. I think there's so much strength in adversity, and there's purity in suffering to a degree. I mean, it's like the old saying, I don't remember who said it, was that, you know, don't hope for a life, you know, an easy life. Hope that you're strong enough to get through it. And I think that's what we have to do is build an inner strength in our people so that they understand that this is a challenge to get through life. But the more that you embrace that, the better life that you're going
to
have.
You have to have self-confidence. And with that will build the self-confidence so they can. Right. Otherwise, they don't have anything. And if you don't have self-confidence, then you don't have the will to move forward.
Jared's getting antsy.
Okay.
There.
We need to go to a break. If you have a question or comment for our guests, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we strive to be the gatekeepers of 100% organically grown produce. Our goal is to provide you and your family with produce that is fresh from the farm and pure 100% organically grown. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
I grew up dreaming of being a cowboy, an loving the cowboy ways, pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules.
Sovereign Mind Radio.
Of a modern-day drifter.
Yeah, being a cowboy ain't so bad.
Don't you hold on.
Good stuff. Well, Willie there. Let's get back to what we're talking about. I want to read a little bit off your brochure, and then let's talk about economics of freedom and so forth. Roots Farm School of Northern California provides families with a learning environment that integrates agriculture and academics. Rooted in a classical education, the curriculum embodies Western thought with the instruction that pursues truth, promotes wisdom, and beauty, and creates a pathway to responsibility and fosters individual initiative and ingenuity. I mean, that's a, I don't know where you got that, if you guys made that up, but
that's all her.
You get the kudos for the day, because that was just awesome, that whole paragraph. And to go on, it says, with the land as the laboratory and assistance from experts within the community, factual knowledge in math, science, and so forth, essential life skills. Yeah, you get an A on that one, Melody.
Oh, thank you.
Maybe even a couple of gold stars.
Well, that's the habit of excellence. We want to instill that in kids. So.
Anyway, go ahead.
I think.
We want to remind you, anybody, even if you don't have kids that are, or children that are school age, but you still support this idea or to support ag, we want you to come to our barbecue on September 7th. It's going to be like an informational. We're going to have music, food, activities for kids. It's out at Ross Ranch, which is just north of Shasta College, on September 7th from 5 to 9. You can get tickets by looking up Roots Farm School on Eventbrite. You can go to our Facebook page, Roots Farm School, or to the website.
And I'm going to go ahead and post the website on my Facebook page.
And I just want to say, you said you don't have to have kids. My grandkids and everything are out of state, and I've always been very involved in education. I homeschooled my kids. But for the future of our country and the future of our kids, I think it takes people that don't have children to also plug into these things.
Exactly. And we do have some community support already. There's a Radiant Reds. They raise boar show goats
out
in Bella Vista. They're going to give us 3 goats. Lansley Club Lambs out in Millville is going to give us 3 lambs. We have another lady that's going to give us rabbits. And we want to have the community, and they're the specialists in those particular animals. So they'll come to our farm and check on our goats. How are the goats going? Let's talk about your nutrition program.
Oh, cool.
What about your breeding program? You know, so we want to have those types of things. And then also take the kids out to the almond farm in Orland, to the apiaries where they're growing honey, and talk about bees and how important the bees are. So getting all that out. We hope to have a 4-H club on site, which 4-H is all about community service, money management, keep record keeping, mm-hmm. how to pay your bills if you come with a loss or a profit at the end of your project.
Wow, we're starting to get into my arena a little
there
bit.
There you go, yeah. That's where you come in to come teach an economics class.
Economics, yeah.
Money management.
Money management is really important. How to balance a checkbook, how to create a profit and loss, a balance sheet. All of those things are important for your success. People just think, oh, it's just a bunch of numbers. No, it is the schematic for success, understanding what goes into those statements, so that you can see how well you're doing financially and understand that you need to maybe make some corrections, market corrections as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Were you going to say something about we hope to produce and process and market actual goods like Roots Farm School.
Oh, that'd be great.
So we'd have a farm stand.
You need to get a brand, yeah.
Goat milk lotion, maybe sell vegetables.
Nice.
The kids will go to farmer's markets.
Yeah, this was produced by students at the Roots Farm.
Yeah, because if they go to farmer's market and they're selling their product, they're doing math, they're doing public speaking, they're doing community service.
They're making money and making a profit, hopefully. I mean, good grief, we want people that actually provide services and create goods and produce. Wow.
Yes.
As opposed to, where's my free cheese? You know,
the old
mouse thing, you know. Gee, everybody should read that book if you haven't. So where's my, who moved my cheese?
Who moved my cheese, yeah. In the agriculture part, you know, we've got there's the next generation. We have to comply with the state as far as some of those standards, but next generation science standards. But even with our methods of teaching the Charlotte Mason, we have no doubts that our students will be able to pass that California state test because we all have to do that
right, yeah.
as a public charter school. But with all of this knowledge and the rich feast that we're providing for our students, there's no I don't see
we're running out of time, and I've got one thing in the chat room that we probably need to address. It says it's talking about medical exemptions and vaccines. What are your guys' position on that?
Well, right now, we don't really have a choice. It's where if we go as a public charter school, we don't have an option to it's what the state's doing right now. There's some possibilities. I don't know. I've heard some things about what was the
– There was one – the only loophole is if you're homeless, but
Well, and we might do a homeschool component to that, where yeah. some kids would come maybe just to the farm for the.
But you're not pro vaccines. You believe that we should all be making that choice ourselves.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah,
our health is very important, and we're all about safe vaccines for sure.
Right. Yeah, and I think, and we've got our kids exempt from that, and I'm not sure if they've completely got rid of those exempts yet. It's for a couple more years before that kicks in, and yeah. we still have time to fight that. Because the real deal is the state's out of control to force you to put something into your body. I mean, that's like right out of 1984. So yeah that's kind of a crazy deal.
And
yeah.
and if it gets that crazy, we've looked at the option of having a private school. But you know, then it's going to be tuition, and then we're going to lose some kids. And originally, our idea was to have these kids that live in an apartment or in a tract subdivision that don't have the opportunity to get their hands in the dirt, don't have a place to keep an animal yeah. that they can do that. And I don't right. want to. You know, miss Limit. Those students that could have the opportunity to come that don't have $500 a month to pay for a tuition.
Well, and I think that without pulling you into that issue, it's a bigger problem. That's not something that you guys are going to have to solve. We know that you're for parents' rights, and at the same time, the parents are going to have to turn this thing around. We the people at the level in Sacramento, because these guys are out of control. So with that said,
so when are you guys looking to open? I mean, I know that's kind of open ended, but
it's a process. But I mean, we would love to open next fall. So the fall of 2020, we have to finish our petition. We have to submit our petition to a district who approves it, and you know, make sure everything's good there, and then we get our facility. We have a couple options of locations, but that's kind of still open at this point. But that's our goal, and we just need lots of support to everybody. If you're interested to sign up on our website, there's a link to show meaningfully interested. And when we go to the district office to present to the school in hopes that they'll approve our petition, we need to have bodies and we need to have numbers to say, hey, if they get this school going, I'm going to send my kid there, most likely. It doesn't mean you're definitely going to do it. So we need that. And
you need
just
support.
Supporters.
Support from the
yeah.
community.
Yep.
Yeah, because I think you guys are on the right track.
Can they can, I'm assuming they can donate monies as well.
Yeah.
Is there a
we
way
have a
that
501c3. It's
that
called,
they can do that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. yeah. So maybe yep. put that out there for them, because yep. there's some people that might be able to not participate per se in the school, but they may want to help.
Yeah, we have had donations from Shasta County 4-H and some other couple private people that have said, hey, I want to see you guys do well.
Awesome.
Here's $1,000.
Yeah.
That's awesome, because we do want you guys to succeed, and we want to have alternative choices in our education system just like everything else. And, I'm really anxious to see you guys put this all together. I've been kind of, you know, in the background watching you guys do this for a while, and going right on, you know, keep it up. So with that, we got
two minutes,
and then they're going to cut us off. So if there's anything you want to get out in 2 minutes, now's your chance.
Well, what did you want to say, Chad? I could talk about Charlotte Mason all day long. Her philosophy and what, you know, and how to instruct children to build imagination. So she does composer studies. She does picture studies where they study, you know, the famous paintings, you know,
right.
and they pull and they narrate what they saw. And then we have discussions. I know that in reading with students, kids that struggle with reading, it's because, one, they can't see what they're reading. They lack the imagination to see mm-hmm. it. Mm-hmm. And two, they're not reading the right things. We kind of already talked about that. They're not reading good literature. So that's a big part of her, is instilling that imagination. One thing I love that she says is, you know, we should be asking, is the tale true? Is a person good? you know, having those discussions with kids. You know, these are the important questions to ask. She goes, you know, our boys, our poor boys, they struggle in education. It's not really designed for our boys, you know. And she talks about, you know, raising princes, you know, that we need to instruct princes, because in the past, princes had to know a little bit about botany. They had to know a little bit about this culture's ritual. So when they went to visit, they had something to discuss.
So a little bit more of a Renaissance type of an approach.
Yeah. So she says,
we're going to get cut off.
Oh, we are? Oh,
well, thank you guys for coming in. You can come back.
Just let me know and we can get you back and we can discuss this more.
Time flies when you're having fun. Anyway, those who don't know the truth are ignorant, but those who know the truth and say nothing are evil. You were born an original, don't die a copy. Remember, amateurs built the ark, professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, and force like fire.